This morning, it's good to be back home again. But please pray for me this morning. I've had a lot of things on my mind this week and things I've been reading about, but one thing that just keeps coming up and just keeps pressing upon my mind, just feels like I'm burdened down. I want to tell everybody that I meet, we need to be reading more of God's Word. Maybe I just need to read more myself. I know I do, right? If we're all honest with each other, we need to read more.
That's right.
If there was anything that we needed in this life, especially now, it seems like nowadays, if there was anything that we need in this life, it's God's Word. What better tool do we have to live by? What better tool do we have to live by? The Word of God. So, let me just start off this morning by asking a question. How important is the Word of God to you? You know, I know some people that it's very important to them. But the main question we have to ask ourselves is, how important is the Word of God to me? How important is it? Over in Job 23, verse 11, Job writes, you know, Job says, "My foot hath held its steps, His way have I kept and not declined. Neither have I gone back from the commandments of His lips. I have esteemed the words of His mouth more than my necessary food." Esteemed the words of His lips more than my necessary food. Do you hear that? Esteem the words of God more than the food that He has to have to live. Are we there yet? I'm not there yet. I'm ashamed to say it, but I'm not. Are we there? How important is the Word of God to you? Over in Deuteronomy chapter 8, in chapter 8, verse 1, we read, "All the commandments which I command thee this day." This is the Lord talking to the children of Israel, remember? "All the commandments which I command thee this day shall ye observe to do, that ye may live and multiply, and go in and possess the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers. And thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness, to humble thee and to prove thee, to know what was in thine heart, whether thou wouldest keep His commandments or no. And He humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger, and fed thee with manna, which thou knowest not, neither did thy fathers know, that He might make thee to know that man doth not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live." Do you remember when Jesus was fasting for those 40 days and 40 nights, and the devil came to Him and tried to tempt Him? I say tried, right? Because all the devil can do is try. Remember, the devil said, "Well, you know, the Lord had been fasting for 40 days and 40 nights. When's the last time you fasted for 40 days and 40 nights?" Nope, nobody? Okay. Me neither. But you know that His physical body, He was hungry. Because we know that He was verily God and verily man. So you know He was hungry. And the devil tried to tempt Him, saying, "If thou be the Son of God, command these stones that they be made bread." Now, obviously, the Lord has the power to do that. He could make whatever He wanted to. He made all of this anyway, right?
Amen.
But He wasn't going to give in to the devil. He wasn't going to give him the satisfaction. But do you remember how the Lord responded to him? He responded to him, "It is written." And we just read where it's written, right? "It is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of the mouth." By every word of the... that proceedeth out of the mouth. Thank you. We live by the words of God. So again, how important is the word of God to you? We already read that Job esteemed the words of the Lord more than his necessary food. That's important. That's highly esteemed. Try going without food for a while. You get hungrier and hungrier. I wish that our appetite for the Word of God was that way also, right? But the problem is that if we leave the Word of God off more and more, we just lose our appetite for it. Are you hungry? Are you hungry for His Word? Do you wake up in the morning hungering to read some more of His Word? Have we gotten to that point that we esteem the Word of God more than that necessary cup of coffee in the morning, right? Have we gotten there yet? There's too many things that try to get in our way. I don't have anything against coffee. I'm not trying to say that. I'm just saying there's too many things that try to get in our way. You know, I know sometimes the old devil will try to get on my case very early in the morning. You know, I'll get up that night before. I'll be like, you know what, I'm gonna get up and I'm going to try to read as much as I possibly can. And I'll sleep through my alarm. Wake up late. Oh, you know, something's not right. I can't get everything together. I can't find my tools that I need to go today or something. Something just keeps getting in my way. But how important is the Word of God to you? Even if things do get in the way. Fine, I'll just eat breakfast a little later. Fine, I'll just do this a little later. How important is it to you? I wish that the Word of God was more important to me than my necessary food. Hopefully I'll get there one day. I need to work on myself, right? We all need to work on ourselves. There's always room for improvement. But we've already read, man should not live by bread alone, right? The Word of God, that's our daily bread. That's what we need to be feasting on every day, every chance we get. You remember over in Ecclesiastes when he said, let us hear the whole matter, the conclusion of the whole matter, fear God and keep His commandments. For that's the whole duty of man. Well, to fear God, to fear the Lord, if you have the fear of the Lord, you already know that the Lord has visited you, been born again, right? Touched and tendered your heart. Because if you haven't, you wouldn't fear God. But for us to learn of this fear of God and to keep His commandments, we need to know His commandments, right? We need to learn of His commandments, learn of His statutes. Where am I going to learn about that? From the Word. Read His Word. Over in 2 Timothy. In 2 Timothy 2 and 15, this verse has really been sticking with me a lot here lately. I'm thinking the Lord's just telling me I need to study, right? Because 2 Timothy 2, 15 says, study. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And I love the where I heard this verse starts with study and ends with truth. Study truth. Is the word of God true? I'm sorry, what now? Yes, okay, there we go. The Word of God is true. You can't get any more truth than this. This is pure truth. The Word of God is true. Why is the Word of God true? Because it's God's Word. This isn't just men's opinions. Well, over in the third chapter of 2 Timothy, we have verse 16. It says, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. It's the inspired Word of God. And over in Peter, 2 Peter, let's see, what was that? 2 Peter 1, I think, yeah. 2 Peter 1, verse 20, says, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation, For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. This is the inspired word of God. This is not a compilation of men's opinions, some helpful hints, things that we can use or not use. No, this is the inspired word of God. The bread that we need to be feasting on every day. What I need to live by. What guides my life. And as part of that guiding, if we go back in Psalm 119, one of these days I'll learn to use a bookmark. Psalm 119, 105 says, "The word, thy word, is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." And over in verse 130 states, "The entrance of thy words giveth light, and it giveth understanding unto the simple." So the word of God is a guiding light, and it gives us light, and it gives understanding to the simple. Now, some people would take offense to that. Well, hey, you can't call me simple. Hey, compared to my God, I am very, very simple. I need his understanding. I need his guiding light. "So thy word is a lamp unto my feet, showing me where I am." That light showing my path, where I need to go. And it says over in 130, "The entrance," don't skip over that word, "the entrance of thy words giveth light." The entrance. I need to be taking it in. If I'm not taking in the word of God, I'm not receiving any benefit from it. Just like your food. If you don't take your food in, you won't receive the nutrients that you need to live. So we need to be taking it in to live, right? Now, granted, your physical body can live the rest of your remaining days without reading a single word of God. But what quality of life do you have? How many blessings are you missing out on? What kind of a life can you have when the Almighty is guiding you, showing you which way to go? I want to live that way. It says, "The entrance of thy word giveth light." You know, I love light. Who doesn't like light? Who likes bumbling around in the dark? You know, and if your house at night, when there's no moon, there's no light at all, right? If you're going to try to walk it around, it seems like that furniture moves on you. Turn on a light so you can see. Brother and sister, this world is a dark place. We need his guiding light. And is God's word the truth? We ask that question, right? It is the truth, right? And I love Psalm 119, same psalm, Psalm 119, 89. Says, "Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven." Settled in heaven forever, right? Not only is it that guiding light, not only is it that lamp that shows me where I am, gives me understanding, but it's settled. I don't have to worry about, well, next year we're gonna wait on the revision, right? You know, like either like software updates and everything, everything just seems like in this life has an update. We have to update this, update that, everything has to be updated, everything has to be refreshed. God's word is refreshing to us every day, and it doesn't need to change. I just need to change how much I read, right? Yeah. Let it refresh us. Like that nourishment. Like if you've been out working all day in the yard or whatever, you come home and you get a good glass of water and you eat a meal and it just seems like it refreshes you. Let this be our refreshing every morning. It's new every morning, right? That's the wonderful thing about the word of God. Is there something we could be reading year after year, but the Lord may reveal something different to us? I'm sure you've heard it before, the analogy of that diamond. You know, you shine it up to the light, and it sees all the beauty that it has, all the colors and the sparkling of it. It's beautiful. But if you turn that diamond just a little bit, it's a new beauty. Same diamond, but the light's hitting it at a different angle. The Lord can reveal certain things to us differently. There may be a verse that becomes sweet to you later in life that earlier in your life you just read right through and just didn't think much of it. The Word of God. You know, some people talk about like our Constitution of the United States needs to be a living document. It needs to change with the times or whatever. No. The Word of God's not that way. I need a change for it. It's timeless. No matter what's going on in the world, this Word is settled. God's Word is settled forever. And it's true as soon as it was written, true when it was spoken, and it's still true today. So the Word of God is settled in heaven forever. But the biggest part is, how important is the Word of God to you? Just like when Jesus asked his disciples, who do men say that I am? You know, people have several millions of opinions. But what he was after was, whom do ye say that I am? So today I put forth the question, how important is the Word of God to you? Do we esteem it more than our necessary food? Do we hold it in high regards? Do we use it as our guiding light in this life? How important is it? It's very important, we know. But the question is, how important it is to me? Thank you for your attention this morning. May the Lord bless you.
Amen.